Do you speak Swahili?
At a community centre in Wodonga on the New South Wales-Victorian border runs a regional vaccine program like no other. Dressed in full PPE, community leaders speak Swahili, Nepali, Hindi, French, dialects of the Democratic Republic of Congo and many others, checking in community members one at a time in a steady stream of arrivals that lasts for hours. The program runs in partnership between the Albury-Wodonga Ethnic Communities Council and Albury-Wodonga Health, funded by state government money. The initiative, a key step in the region reaching a vaccination rate among the highest in the country.
Congratulations.
In 6 months, you can come back for the booster shot.
Over 95% of those aged over 15 in the Twin Cities have had two doses, among them Dunia Hussein, who arrived in Australia from the Democratic Republic of Congo in 2019, just before COVID hit.
We have seen someone here who speaks Swahili from our community. So we are happy for him because he helped us some information.
He and his partner had their first dose at a mainstream clinic, but the experience left them unsure about the second until he discovered the in-language vaccine outreach. Roberta Baker from the Albury-Wodonga Ethnic Communities Council says the program needs to be replicated nationwide to reach others hesitant within ethnic communities.
This has actually turned out to be a template for the way to do this across the nation. It can't be done from higher up within the public sector. It has to be done on the ground with local people, local knowledge.
Utilising ethnic community leaders to spread the vaccination message.
Namaskar, sabajanalai. Namaskar, aana bhanuncha? Thikai chu.
Bhutanese-Australian Ganga Kanel has been in Australia for 9 years, a respected elder in the community of around 3,000 and an advocate of the COVID vaccine.
I can talk to my children, my family and friends in Nepali. When I have information, I can talk to everybody in the community and I'm very confident they get help too.
Initially funded for two outreach clinics, Albury-Wodonga Ethnic Communities Council has now held 17 to cater to increasing demand. Leaders like Congolese National Clement Barori drumming up interest, making hundreds of phone calls to dispel myths and offer reassuring words in 9 languages.
They trust us. If you are working with community, speaking the same language, share the same culture, they know you, neighboring, it's easy to understand and to follow the rules from the government.
In just a few months, Mr. Barori has vaccinated over 400 of the eligible 650 Congolese refugees in his region after many showed hesitancy to the mainstream vaccine rollout. In the Bhutanese community, the vaccine rates are astounding. Over 98% are now double-dosed, largely thanks to the efforts of community members like Bhakti Menali Demala.
At the beginning, we are struggling to get people to get into vaccination because they have lots of worry and anxiety. Whether not safe or not, but now more people are getting forward. Almost all Bhutanese have been done.
Haka Bista is a well-known face in the border's Bhutanese community. Arriving in Australia in 2010, his focus during the regional vaccination efforts has been reaching out to vulnerable and disadvantaged members of the community, often arranging their transport to and from vaccination clinics.
People are getting confident because I speak my own language and some of my colleagues speak their own language, which makes them very comfortable to communicate and to share their feelings, their views, and they are highly motivated to attend the outreach clinics.
Among their successors, Narayani Siwakoti, who came to Australia from Bhutan just before the borders shut in 2020. Receiving her second vaccination, she said she's doing it for her 3 children, her community and her new country.
We must get the vaccine. That's the good for us to live long life. They are making us comfortable and they give us the enough confidence and to get the vaccines.
Federal member for the local seat of Indi, Helen Haynes, says a gap was recognised and addressed from those working within the ethnic communities.
These are communities that are really good at working together, are really good at recognising who's missing, what voices we're not hearing, And I think this response from the Albury-Wodonga Ethnic Communities Council demonstrates really clearly how being aware of who's missing is really important in getting the response that you need.
The vaccine achievement comes as Albury-Wodonga recovers from its biggest COVID outbreak of the pandemic in October and November. Case numbers in the Twin Cities rose by around 1,200. Jenny Keogh from Albury-Wodonga Public Health says the importance of the program cannot be overstated.
COVID-19 is an extremely highly infectious virus, and getting this vaccine to those members of the community has no doubt saved many lives.
The outbreak forced dozens of migrant and refugee families on the border region into isolation, many without any family to call upon for help with supplies. Peter Matthews from FoodShare says requests for emergency food hampers rose from 65 a week to over 65 a day.
Immediately they found that there was a virus in the household. They were not allowed to leave home from that point on. So they were suddenly locked down and they hadn't done their weekly grocery shop.
But as vaccination rates rose, case numbers began to fall, taking the pressure off relief organisations. Jessica Amy from Albury-Wodonga Public Health says the aim now for local health services is reaching those still yet to receive a dose on the border.
Job's not over. We know that we've got high vaccination rates, but actually delving into the data, we know that we've got some postcodes that don't have high vaccination rates, and we need to get there.
Launching a new initiative to take the vaccine to the unvaxxed in a new mobile vaccination bus. Bright green, covered in pictures of healthcare workers and well-known faces from the region's ethnic communities, the bus, dubbed Roll Up Reggie, is designed to pick up any left behind on Albury-Wodonga's road out of COVID. Abby Dinham, SBS News.